As U.S. and European officials continue sharing intelligence that may help them find Osama bin Laden, one of the biggest probes is unfolding in Germany. In the northern city of Hamburg, dozens of FBI officials are investigating a suspected terrorist cell. One of the suspected hijackers in the September 11th attacks, Mohammed Atta, lived in Hamburg for several years. Law enforcement officials think he may have been the leader of a terrorist cell in the city. NPR's Guy Raz reports from Hamburg.
Mohammed Atta first showed up at Hamburg Technical University in 1992 to study city planning. In 1998, he left the city for about 15 months. He told professors he was headed to his native Egypt. When he returned in August 1999, Professor Dietmar Machula, his thesis advisor, noticed a change. Atta, known to his professors and classmates as Muhammad El Amir, had grown a beard.
And I remember that he explained it with becoming more religious because of that, and he's very thankful to Allah that he helped him to solve some problems.
Atta resumed work on his dissertation on the preservation of the ancient Syrian town of Aleppo. Professor Machula remembers Atta's anti-Western sentiment at the time.
Of course, I remember that he was not a friend of America and of American way of life, but a lot of Arabic people have problems with the way of life of Americans.
So none of his classmates at the Hamburg Technical University had any reason to think Atta was anything other than a devout and thoughtful man. And he gave German police no reason to suspect him or the alleged terror cell he led from Hamburg.
This kind of terrorist grouping wasn't very high on the German police and secret services radar screens.
Constance Stelzenmüller is the defense and security editor at the German weekly Die Zeit. She says that law enforcement agencies in Germany traditionally focus on homegrown German terrorists, many associated with ultra-left groups. Compounding the problem, she adds, is that Germany's post-war constitution makes it difficult for German police and counterintelligence units to tap phones, issue warrants, and even make arrests. The system here is so decentralized that there is no equivalent to the American FBI. The closest is the Office for Constitutional Protection, and its agents work on the state, not the federal level. Hans-Joachim Giesmann, a counterterrorism expert at Hamburg University, says these agents can only gather information. They can't make arrests.
Constitutional Protection Service already warned in 5 years ago that there might be a kind of organized networks in Germany sponsored by fundamentalist organizations.
But once that warning was made, it was out of their hands. It became the responsibility of local police to follow up. And Germany's privacy laws and liberal asylum policy, says Giesmann, made it a good place for terrorists to raise money.
Those people could feel free here and could live freely without being under special investigation.
Officials inside the federal prosecutor's office say privately that they're making only modest progress in the case. Last week, two arrest warrants were issued, one for Saeed Bahaji, a German citizen, and another for Ramzi bin al-Shib from Yemen. Both are believed to have lived with Mohammed Atta in his Hamburg apartment, and both have disappeared. Bahaji was briefly investigated by local authorities in Hamburg last year, but officials at the agency refused to say why. Neither the Federal Prosecutor's Office nor the Constitutional Protection Office agreed to speak for broadcast, but one source said investigators are closing in on another cell linked with Atta, which is believed to have operated out of Frankfurt. Still, despite more than 2,700 leads in Germany, police here have no one in custody in connection with the case. Guy Raz, NPR News, Hamburg.